Support of KQED's podcasts is provided by Stitcher Radio for the iPhone and BlackBerry. Public radio programs and podcasts are available on demand with the Stitcher app. Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. The Stitcher app is available at Stitcher.com.
Growing up in the suburbs of 1970 Sacramento, I never saw a homeless person. But this current recession has me thinking about the first recession I remember in 1974 and someone I met then. It was a cold day in December when he knocked on our door, an unshaven man with a weather-beaten face of someone who has worked outdoors. He asked my mother if she had any work around the house he could do in exchange for a hot meal. My brothers and I all stared at the man in horror, but my mother thought for a moment. She told him he could mow the lawn. He worked all afternoon, and when dinner time came, he sat at the table and ate like he hadn't seen food in years. He told us about his life, traveling around, working on farms in California's Central Valley. But he hadn't had work for a while. He was down and out. Mom told him he could come back to fix the fence, and next day, there he was, in his beat-up, rusty car. He stayed for dinner and, after some protesting, accepted the cash my mother insisted he take. And for the next few weeks, Jack was around, fixing stuff, tinkering with the plumbing, sweeping the garage. He ate heartily and took the small payment my mother handed him after a long day of hard work. We found out he slept in his car, and the thought was upsetting. Sacramento winters are cold, and that year was fierce. Christmas was coming. Mom picked out a gift for Jack, a wool blanket. When Jack saw that clean, brand-new blanket, he almost cried. And he told us time after time how well he slept now, in his car, with his warm blanket. After the new year, Jack must have moved on, for we never saw his battered car again. I hoped he'd kept his warm blanket and was still sleeping soundly, wherever he'd gone. Looking back, I realized Jack fixed more than the fence. He fixed my suburban idea that homeless people are crazy or lazy or criminals. He was honest and hard-working, and times were hard. All of us are closer to Jack than we like to think. With unemployment at a 26-year high, economic uncertainties have put a wet blanket on everybody's shopping. But, remembering Jack, I'm reminded of how little any of us really need in the end, except for each other. With a perspective, I'm Richard Swerdlow.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.